I mean, they're making me so mad, I can't even spell the word. A Douglas County woman, she was arrested on suspicion of embezzling more than $80,000 from her employer to support a penny slot gambling habit.
Wow.
Well, there was just a man, too, where his caretaker embezzled like hundreds of thousands of dollars from him, and he's in a veterans hospital, in bed, sick.
I'm just trying to imagine.
Looked in his bank account, he's got $63 in it.
I heard about that one, too, but I'm trying to imagine, how do you spend $80,000 in penny
slots?
Slot machine? It's a lot of spins, isn't it?
It's a lot of spins. Is that crazy? Laura Jennings Evans of Topaz. She's accused of embezzling the money from Carson Valley Medical Center. Carson Valley Medical Center, over the past 16 months, it only took her 16 months, penny slots, $80,000.
And
she was accounts payable coordinator
down there. At some point, don't you say to yourself, like, maybe when you're only $5,000 down, I'm not getting this
back? I guess I'm not going to be paying this petty cash back. But
do these people just keep telling themselves, well, if I keep playing, sooner or later, I'll get the $80,000 back?
That's the fever.
Mm-hmm. I don't get that.
Ah, it's nuts. It's absolutely crazy. I mean, you should go, before it's $80,000 in penny slots, you should go see a therapist. Something's got to give. Whew. The Record Courier of Gardnerville says a 48-year-old Jennings, she was booked on the 3rd, 47 counts of embezzling and writing bad checks for penny slots.
And the person who stole from their parent, that's just low.
Well, it's not, that's low, yeah, from her parent. But this was a woman who was a caretaker of this older man, veteran.
There was another one.
No, there was another. I'm telling you, they're piling up this stuff. This stuff is piling up of people caretaking and then just taking someone's bank account and draining them dry.
Good grief.
How could you? I mean, at least leave $63 out of $100,000+ he had in his account.
And
$63.
Did say what she did with it, or he did with it?
No, I immediately thought drugs or gambling.
I thought gambling, yeah.
You know, drugs or gambling, one or the other. But they know where she is. She's going to get hers. And Jennings Evans, she has been arrested. Her husband didn't know a bit about it. Her husband didn't know about it.
Well, who would think?
What
that
happens where you're
penny
she's
slots,
at the penny slot for
much money
for 16 months? I mean, how often was she home? She couldn't have been home much.
Well, Nevada, you know, I've been here long enough. I guess I don't think about it anymore.
Oh,
but
you know what? Look down on Record Street.
When I first came here and I saw the slot machines in grocery stores, gas stations, everywhere you go.
Look down on Record Street. Those people, there are so many of those people who came to town on a vacation. They did. They came on vacation, or they came because they thought, okay, I've got $5,000 in the bank. We can't live on this. I got to go make some more money. I'm going to go and get lucky. And they are down there on Record Street now. Can't even pitch their own tent anymore. Yeah, it happens. It happens more than you could even believe it would happen. It does. Gambling breaks up just as many relationships as drug addiction.
Do you gamble?
I love to gamble.
Me too.
I was a dealer, but I've gotten over
that's
that.
Right.
Now, to be honest with you, I'm just going to admit it, okay? I'm just going to be forthcoming with this. I used to work the swing shift. Now, I didn't have a child at home. I'm going to admit that. Thank God for my parents. But I would go to the casino, work my shift, and when I got off, have my after shift drink, which lasted till 7 or 8 in the morning, and gamble. I gambled my paycheck one time, my whole paycheck. I owed rent, paid all my tips, and my paycheck. I did that a few times. And all of a sudden I said, I've got to get out of here. And when I came back, I was okay. Honest to God, I know that feeling.
My first 6 months here in Reno, I was working a 12-hour nighttime shift, and I'd get out at 4 in the morning, and then when payday on Friday, instead of coming straight home, I'd go to
Rayleigh's?
Boomtown.
Oh, Boomtown.
Those blackjack dealers just love you at 4 in the morning, because there's not many other people there, and you walk in and you...
And people think that I have had people as a dealer... the reason I know about Record Street is I've had them come over to me crying on my table when I had a lucky night. And I used to tell, I mean, you're not allowed to do this. It's like, look, I'm hot. Get out of here. But they don't. They don't do it. They won't listen to you. You don't want to be hot. I mean, I'm not dealing from the bottom of the deck. I'm just having a streak.
That's an interesting thing you just said.
What?
So you admit that there are times when you as a dealer
running hot.
Were hot for the casino.
Running hot. And I mean, you're not making any tips, so what do you care?
What causes that?
Luck like anybody. And what causes when you sit down and
sometimes
you
sometimes I sit down and I'm hot. Sometimes I go right through my...
That's right. Sometimes I sit
$20 and it's gone.
And I got $3 left in my name because I've already spent my whole 20 bucks or 30 bucks. And all of a sudden I hit a royal flush. It's like, oh my God, now I want to do that again. And people sit there till they've spent every bit of that $1,000 and $30 more dollars thinking they're on a runner. You got to know when to hold them. You got to know when to fold them. What Kenny Rogers say that?
I got a rule. You want to hear my rule?
$20 and I'm out. I'm not kidding you.
Don't go to my wallet. If I put out what I'm going to gamble when I get
there.
Yeah,
right.
And if I run out, then I don't get out of my
wallet. I did that rule too for a while.
I see the guys who have put $100 bill out there and they lose it and they go to their wallet and put another $100 out and they go to their wallet and I'm thinking, put your wallet away.
The fever, baby.
It's not working.
That's the fever. It's a fever. Okay, one more thing from Reno. State officials say a rash of collisions between vehicles and abandoned domestic horses on three rural highways in northern Nevada is prompting the removal of as many as 100 of the animals from the race. Now, forget about the cars, forget about the highways, let's get rid of the wild horses. This gets under the burr of my neck as well.
Wild horses are being hit?
Wild horses are being hit.
Okay.
And the people in the vehicles are not suffering. I mean, they say it right here. Nevada Agriculture Department spokesman Ed Foster says his agency is taking the action after more than 30 horses were hit by vehicles over the last 50 days on U.S. Highway 50 between Dayton and Silver Springs. Authorities are unaware of any fatalities or serious injuries to people. Most of the horses involved were killed. There's a problem being caused by stray horses that are coming down from the Virginia Range in search of water.
Why are they standing in the road?
Why are you driving 85 miles an hour? It's like rabbits, you know.
Come on, horse.
Rabbits out where I live, they wait until a car goes by.
No, those,
they are suicidal.
Those stupid birds, what are they?
Yeah, those big old black
partridges
birds.
Or whatever they are. They wait till you're almost there.
Quail.
A quail, then they run across in front of your car.
They wait until you come, and then they bring their whole family with them, too. Wow.
Come on, kids, we can make it.
Wow, hurry. Come on, let's go.
Also, deer. Deer is another one, too, that, you know, they, it's like when they say the deer in headlights, that's where the thing came from, of course.
I know it. It's crazy stuff.
Coyotes are the only ones smart enough to stay out of the street.
Right, exactly. They don't run across the street. All right, you're with Broadview, and we'll be right back. There's more to come. We got JP's Moment of Common Sense coming up. So we're going to bring it down just a little bit here on Broadview.
What are you saying? My thing brings people
it
down?
It brings me down, man.
<laughs> 1270, The Buzz.
Hi, Nick Garcia here from Reno Media Group. Have you ever felt like you're the smartest business in your industry and you can't understand why more people aren't buying what you have to offer? Look, we're in an environment today where you need answers as a business. You need real results and we can help big time. You want to be the first business that consumers think of when they need a product or service, and I can show you how to do that. We'll teach you how to master three key marketing tactics and how to crush any competitor. Take the step today to dominate your industry. Call now, 343-5500. That's 343-5500. Look, if you don't find ways to increase your profits, your competitors are going to. Whether you're a one-man business or a multi-million dollar company that needs an edge, be the one of the few that takes action, and we'll add your name to our list of clients that absolutely dominate in their industry using our proven formula. Call now, 343-5500. That's 343-5500. I'm looking forward to taking your business to the next level.
Welcome back to Broadview, a weekly program with updates and discussions of the issues and hot buttons of Northern Nevadans. Phone lines are open at 823-1920. And now here's your host, Jay Davis.
All right, so I think we'll just get right to it. JP has some moments of his own here and very opinionated. Be sure to go to jpattitude.com. Very friendly website for conservatives. It's very friendly. You have everything there. And JP studies everything and has a high opinion of things, so we've given him this moment of common sense. Here's JP.
Thank you, Jay. Herman Cain has jumped to the front of the pack in the Republican presidential race, and the lynch mob is already forming. Treatment of conservatives by liberals is never good. Just look at the nasty, bitter, irrational comments directed at Sarah Palin over the last few years. But things get even worse when the person is black. The treatment of black conservatives harkens back to the racist Ku Klux Klan past of the Democrat Party, and it's one of the ugliest spectacles in American politics. Which is really saying something, because politics is chock full of ugliness, let's face it. 2 weeks ago, Mr. Cain won the Republican straw poll in Florida, and didn't just win, he demolished the other candidates. Cain received 37% of the votes, compared to second-place finisher Rick Perry's 15% and third place Mitt Romney's 14%. So Cain collected more votes than Perry and Romney combined. In politics, that's what they call a landslide, and Cain is either first or second in all the polls now. If you've listened to Herman Cain, you know why he's winning over Republican voters. He's intelligent, confident, personable, expresses conservative American principles better than anybody since Ronald Reagan, and has a non-political business background which appeals to people who are sick to death of politicians. Trouble is, the Democrats cannot abide a black man who defies their claim on his allegiance. Without the black vote, a Democrat couldn't get elected dog catcher in this country. That's how out of touch the party is with the majority of the population. Year after year, Democrats run for election using two basic strategies. One, they run to the right during the campaign, disguising their socialist inclinations as much as possible. And two, they count on the blind loyalty of black voters, who vote 90% Democrat no matter what. You could paint a D on an armadillo, run it for governor of Texas, and the critter would get 90% of the black vote. Since Herman Cain won the straw poll in Florida 2 weeks ago, he's been attacked by Lawrence O'Donnell of MSNBC for insulting the intelligence of black people, and accused by both O'Donnell and NBC's Martin Basher of standing on the sidelines during the civil rights movement. He's been called simple by the Washington Post, a bad apple and false Negro who was denied intelligence by Harry Belafonte, and compared with a segregationist by ESPN's Kevin Blackstone. At a website called Your Black World, some vicious little miscreant named Dr. Boyce Watkins called Cain the, quote, the perfect